Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm going to meeting today's session. You go to Chop Chop again. You got the
mic? I did it.
All right, so Shalom Israel. Welcome once again to another episode of Ma'at Yat Allah, Little Israel. As we try and come to y'all every Sunday, with a new lesson of what's going on with the kids here at the Sword of Truth here in San Antonio, Texas. And we're just going to spread love, spread the joy, spread the teaching and learning to our children. Feed this Israelite children, Ma'at Yat Allah. That's what Ma'at Yat Allah means, Little Israel. We're doing it with my sister, everybody's auntie, everybody's Anna, Warwick Dyer, and the crew. And just as a disclaimer, let me go ahead and throw this disclaimer out there. What we're doing is we are sharing with you routines that this mother, this auntie, this sister, that she does with her kids, and has been doing for years. She's been doing this literally for years. So it's by no means to try and control, it's by no means trying to cause any type of division or what have you. But as a mother, you know, there's certain scriptures we can go over. It tells you that there's certain things a young one should be learning, how to guide the house. There are certain things that elder women should be teaching younger women, how to love their husbands and how to love their children. And despite what the world says about love is not a feeling. No, what love is an investment. Love between two people is, what are two people willing to sacrifice for one another? What are two people willing to even compromise to make situations work, to make things work? That's what love is really given and really gained. It's not just this Snow White fairy tale feeling of we see each other across the meadow, and we come running at each other, and we meet in the middle, and we spin, and we spin, and we laugh, and we spin, and there's butterflies. A sparrow brings a scarf for a ribbon. A red robin falls in love with a pigeon, and they just got the Google eyes looking at each other. That's Disney. That's Walt Disney. That's fiction. Love, and I'm going to give the scripture just real quick. We know from John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." That if we look at the sacrifice that God put his son through, if we look at the torture God put his son through, that was God showing his love for the world. I'm willing to sacrifice my son for y'all, my only begotten son, the one who came from me, who came out of me. And I'm going to put him through this torture. I'm going to put him through this crucifixion. I'm going to put him through hell for y'all. That was God showing his love. It wasn't that you woke up in the morning, and again, it was just this feeling of ecstasy. It was this feeling of just joy and just power and energy. No, it was, what do you do to sacrifice for somebody you care about? What do you do to the changes that you go through for the people you care about? That you forsake yourself. You know, it's not about what you feel and about what you have going on. You do it for others. And the more you invest in others and coming out of yourself for them, that's how love grows. And that's what love really is. So, again, our classes is not intended to overshadow anybody. But this is what this sister does, has been doing for, okay, my son is 19. 20. He'll be 20 this year. How old is Bajan?
Yeah,
he's 20. I don't love him, but I don't know how old he is. This auntie knows his birthday and everything. All my kids, whatever. But since before this Negro was, my oldest son was born, I ain't gonna call him a Negro. Since before my oldest son was born, she's always been there. She's always been there, and the investment that she's put in. We were supposed to come to San Antonio from Miami for 2 months of us.
Yep.
We were supposed to come for 3 months and go back. And here it is, 20 years later. two decades later, there's been moves to Atlanta. There's been moves to Albuquerque. There's been moves anywhere else, but they've been right here in San Antonio with the camp, whether it's coming out of Houston, whether it's about the school here, helping out whatever way they can, still here, still pushing on, and still dealing with the kids, still pushing and giving to the kids. So with that, I need Idar. You're going to be the microphone for now. So with that, I'm gonna go ahead and send this over to my sister. Like I said, everybody's auntie, Auntie Maradaya. And again, this is just giving y'all a 1 hour insight. This ain't, I gotta say it like this. This mother does not just do this 1 hour on Sundays. She does this every day. She's dealing with the kids, and she wants to instill something Hebrew in them, some type of learning in them, some type of engagement with them. So we are privileged enough to get an hour of her time, maybe an hour, 15 minutes, hour, 20 minutes of her time, to go ahead and see how she deals with the kids, that she might be able to be a help, be an assistance to anybody else out there who's coming into the knowledge, coming to find out that it is right, and what can be done. Give us some insight into what can how do Hebrew Israelite mothers engage with their kids? So this is the insight. To me, it's the ultimate reality show. this is what we're dealing with, okay? This is what we're dealing with. So with that, I'm going to give my phone to my son, Idar, who's going to be the microphone for Auntie Maradaya today. Remember, you can catch us also live on Zoom right now. Right, you can catch us live on Zoom. So if you and your kids want to let you participate, if you and your kids would like to have a proactive interaction with what's going on here, to where y'all can join, please do. All right, please do. So with that, without further ado, I'm going to say shalom, yahal shema alatah, shalom yahal shai, to my sister, Maradaya. And with that, we're going to get this started.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful introduction. Beautiful, beautiful introduction. The water of Goma. Shalom. All right. So, it's been a minute. Welcome back. Hey, Kanaya. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Emma.
Shalom, Ibar.
Shalom.
Shalom, Kaya.
Shalom,
Yaya. Shalom, Sharaya. Oh, we can't forget Shalmar. Wait. Shalom, Shalmar. All right, Shalom. Shalom, Anwar. Shalom, my daughter.
Shalom.
All right.
You're covering the camera.
Okay. You're fine. You want the car? You're fine. Okay. Like I said, welcome back. Hey, we're going to do this round, one round. All right. Wait, I forgot the one show, Kanaya showed us, but we'll do introduce ourselves. All right. You're fine.
Yeah, one thing. No, you go ahead and do what you got to do. I got to send a message out.
Hey, Introduce yourself.
This is all my world. Sit down, stand up, turn around, and now sit down, stand up, turn around. Stand up, stand up, stand up, turn around. Sit around. Sit down. We'll be done. Turn around. Sit down.
What the
freak? All right. All right.
Sit up. Shut.
Ready?
Yes.
Five, four, three, two, one. My eyes, are you ready?
Turn.
My eyes, are you ready?
Turn.
My eyes, are you ready?
Turn.
All right, stand up, Kaya. So I got the first stretch, then Kaya. All right. I'll do the first stretch. Everybody, hands up. My eye, are you ready?
Come on.
My eye, are you ready?
Come on.
Okay. Who got the mic?
Ama.
Who got the mic?
Ama.
Ama got the mic right now. I'm talking. All right.
I mean, you're holding the mic, so like.
All right, Soraya, it's going to tell us the first stretch, and I'll count it out. Oh, y'all can help me count it out. I'll say the language, and y'all help me count it out. There's this counting 1 through 10. All right, well, we got Soraya. What's your first stretch? All right, hands behind your back. Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
Yes.
Now we're going to count in English. Everybody, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's switch to the other side. Count in English and take it off. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, Kaya got the next stretch. Kaya got the next stretch. Put that left arm over your chest and right to grass. Ready? I bet. Get some space. There you go. Well, now we're going to count in Hebrew together. Akad. Turn together. Sanya. Salah. Arba. Kamar.
Shasha. Shabbat. Samoana, Tashai, Ashura.
All right, let's switch it and do it again. At home, you can repeat after me.
Yeah.
Repeat after us. Okay. Let's go in Hebrew.
Akad, Shinya,
Salash,
Arabai, Kamash, Shasha, Shabbat, Samoana, Tashai, Ashura.
Ibar got the next stretch. What are we doing? Maybe touching our toes? Ibar got the next stretch. We can stretch. We can do the flamingo. We can do neck rotation. Okay, flamingo, grab your right leg. We're going to count in Spanish. Everyone at home, repeat after us. Uno.
Uno.
Y'all been saying it together. They're repeating it after us.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Diez. Siete. Ocho. Nueve. Diez.
All right, let's switch.
You can have the wall if you need to. Look. Good luck with that.
Yes, baby.
All right. Repeat after us. Let's go in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. All right. Legs slightly bend. Y'all, you got to stretch? Okay. Left side. So you're going to get your body and come all the way down to the left. I'm sorry, to the left. Let's go left. Now we're going to count in Creole.
Let's go.
It's okay. Set. Next. Good job, I bought. Saying that. If you don't know it, feel free to repeat after me. Next in a stretch. Right in the middle. This is the last stretch. Everybody, all the way up. All the way up. Take a breather. All the way up. Breathe in. And then breathe down. Breathe in. Bring it down. Slightly open your legs and let's stretch. Bring it all the way down as far as you can go. Feel the stretch in your back, the back of your calf, your hamstring. Last count.
I'm not gonna hold it.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. We're going to say it in Hebrew. Now, I'm not going to say it with you. I'll say it after you guys. Let's go. Akan. Shanya. Shalash. Arabai. Hamash. Shasha. Shabai. Shamawana. Shasai. Aishara. Give yourself a round of applause. Oh my gosh, y'all did it. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a great big hug. Oh, y'all did it. Hug. Y'all did it. So today, we're going to see how far we can get, but fun. Fun. Guess what, guys? We are, now we know our ABCs.
Avogadro.
Now we know our Avogadro. That's right, the Hebrew letters. Y'all ready? Okay. Let us learn our holy tongue. Lashon Kodesh. Let us learn our holy tongue. Lashon
Kodesh.
Abba. So, guys, guess what? And about not the Sunday coming up, the following Sunday, I'm aiming to do Hebrew bingo. But the way I want to do it is I'm going to get it where we're not looking. And I'm not telling you where the letters are at. So we're going to use these few weeks to learn how to write the Hebrew letters. So if y'all can, do me a favor, grab a spot. Y'all can go to the table, go to the bar, get a pencil, get your notebook. We're going to be writing our Hebrew letters.
No.
We're going to be writing our Hebrew letters.
No.
I like how everybody's getting up. I know what I need to get. Stand off the rock. Not today. Once we know it, our Hebrew letters, because we're going to do a quiz with Amatza next time. He's going to set it up. And so it'll be posted up to see who knows the Hebrew letters. Just like Jeopardy. It might be another Jeopardy. So know it.
You have a choice to come or not. I don't want to play you off. No.
Says the father. Come on, guys. Grab your pencil, your notebook. Soraya. Do you need to go? Take some time off. All right. The pencils are over here. The pencils are over here. I'm sorry. I'm testing this week. So if I randomly make a phone call and ask you what you know, so at home, we're going to be going over writing our Hebrew letters.
I have that in my phone. Yeah. I just can't find one.
Oh, guess what you end up doing? It. You're doing it all over. Get your notebook, your pencil, and if your older crew wants to get a pen, that's fine. We're going over the Abba Gadda. Who knows how to write the English letters? Who has to think? If I say write the letter B, do you have to think on how to write the letter B?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see below. If I say Ta, I want you to be able to write it in the Hebrew letters without even having to think about it. You know it. Because most of us, our names are in Hebrew. Who knows how to write their name in the Hebrew letter?
Me.
Two hands. Three hands. See, this is why we practice. You keep in tab. You keep in tab. You know another one? All right. Are we comfortable? I did you? I can get you. Look, get the mark. Two things. Look, we have. Wait, I lied. Okay, Bonnie's sitting there. We had What, you know what I did with the table?
Oh,
it's right there. It's over there, Shalai. Don't worry about it. You got it, Ibar? You look like you could use something to press on. I don't mind you being comfortable, but the Hebrew letters is over there. So the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet is? Yes, Kaya. Oh, yes. Kaya make a valid point. In Hebrew, we start from? In Hebrew, let's see. We start from where? Right to left or left to right? It's going to be totally total opposite of the way we write it in English. So on the right side of your paper, yes, you can cheat and look. At home, I do have it here. If you want to zoom in. If you want a picture sent to you, we can have it sent. But I do have it written on my wall. Practice, practice, practice. Challenge your little one. From the colors we went over and having them write it. So right to left. Right to left. It's from right, both to the left. English is left to right, but in Hebrew, it's right to left. So, so they were focusing on how to write it. If you think of it's going sideways, it's like a sideways A. Okay, sideways A with the point headed to the left. The point of the A is headed to the left. And your best penmanship, right? Good job. And your best penmanship, right? If you can move the bit. I was looking for my Hebrew book, but then I could have broke down a lot, but we're going to keep it about it.
Ba-a-ba, a-ba, a-ba, a.
Ba. And the way you say spell a is A-H. So underneath it, write A-H. So next to that write A-H. I know you got it. If you want to practice on another paper, that's fine. Just you could write it A-B-A-G-A. Because the way you have it when we were practicing a bond, you literally have it separate. So you see how it is coming. So what you want to do is start here, right? Since already I'm about to start on ba. So this is right to left. Look. Then listen to you on the blog talk, okay? And then you're gonna write If this is Yahawashai's language, Aban, would you say the same thing of if it was time for the task? Your penmanship is better than mine. I want you to do it because I'm getting ready to do Ba. But this is the refresher. The same way I take the passion for the phone, I could play, tell me some games. Roblox. I can do Fortnite. I can do Minecraft. I can do Call of Duty.
Vector.
Who was that?
Vector.
It's a passion. I wake up. I can be on that literally for hours. But we're learning. We have an opportunity to put on Yahushua's brains, put on Yahushua's head and the way he do things. That's supposed to be our treasures. That's supposed to be what's important, right? And thank you for being honest and saying you don't want to do it because you're not the only one, Avon. There's probably children at home or children wherever that say, I older. There's even adults when it's time to do Yahushua stuff, they're throwing fits because it's not a treasure. Just a friendly reminder, most I say where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. So your mind is going to be on where your treasure is. So, yes. Good point, Ivar. Your treasure is your phone. It's what's important to me. We're aiming to make, we have an opportunity. Now we don't go to school. We don't have to deal. We have an opportunity to get back and be put the mind frame of the Yahushua. Right? So, then we have Ba. Ba is a sideways triangle. Sideways triangle. Once again, that point is pointing to the left and is coming around with a hook. Ba.
Triangle with a hook.
A triangle with a hook. A tiny triangle on the top with a hook. Ah, ba. Now, how do ba is B A. That's A A H ba B A. So right, make sure we write the ba at the bottom. Then we have ga. Ga. Thanks, Shariah.
I know she blessed the camera.
Ga. I don't know if y'all saw one back then. Abon sometimes still do his one like that, but it kind of looked like an open or more like a one or a hook. Okay, I'll slow it down. I'll slow it down. Once again, there's A-H, and you got me all week, Abon. We're going to start our morning just starting with the Hebrew letters. Like when you in kindergarten and they say, okay, circle time. Circle time, everybody. Let's look on the board. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're going to start in the morning saying Abba God. And you know what? Besides the Let Us Learn Our Holy Tongue, there was another one. We say Abba God, Hawaza, Kataya, Kataya. So even if it takes that, for the younger children like Kanaya, Avon, I can help you.
I keep on messing up.
Okay, it's okay. We're going to practice. So look, sideways triangle. Whoever's done, feel free. Bye. If you're done, if y'all want to, for my older crew, and y'all want to get to the next letter, it's fine. This is y'all opportunity to help the younger ones.
For the older crew, I want to see your names in Hebrew on the top of the paper.
That's
all,
right.
All four alphabets.
Abba. God is the hook. God is that one. The point. I'm explaining, Abad. I am also helping people on the, whoever's maybe might be on the blog talk or at home, breaking it down. Okay?
Yeah, I need help right now.
Ga. A hook.
I don't.
Ga. Da. Yes. A ba ga da. We're going to da, which shaped like an opening of a door tent or a triangle, which y'all know as a triangle. That's like the opening of a tent. Da. Ga, I'm sorry, is G A. G A is for ga. Now we're doing da. D A, da, D A. And that's shaped like an opening of a tent or a triangle. Yes?
I need you.
Okay. I know why I said she's willing to help.
You're the one who's legally said I have to do it.
That's just for practice for now.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Do me a favor. Yeah, Al, are you done?
Yep.
Come here. Come here. Okay, Aban, you're going to be in here? You can come and work on yours. Get relaxed and comfortable. But you have Aban. Yeah, Al did his. Do it exactly how your Al have it. Come on, your Al. So, Abba, da, da, ha. We are on the letter ha. Now, ha, what I like, when I look at ha, it's like a short story. Fred teacher asked him to get on the board, write the first letter in his name, and he didn't want to. So he decided, so you know what? I'm going to write F backwards and add another line. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody started laughing. Ha, ha, ha. So you got that F with an extra line. Ha, ha, ha. Ah, ba, ga, da, ha, wa. H-A is ha. Now we are on wa. Wa. Why? It's like having his hands up saying, why? Think of a body with a lying down. Why? 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 YMCA. Got that why going. That's how you remember why. Well, that's how I remember why. So it's got the hook. Okay, baby, it's not a rush. Bonnie, if you don't get done, that's okay.
No, I'm not. I said I was done doing my work. Like my
da. Wah, I'm sorry. Rewind. W-A. Wah. Abba-da-da-ha. Wah. Now we have za. Oh, za, za. That's Z-A, which is a what, Ibar? It's a Z. It's a Z. One more time, Aban. One more time, and you're going to be standing. You're going to be, no, right now we could address that afterwards. We could address that afterwards. No, Kaya. Come on. All right. We did Z, and like Ibar said, it is shaped like a Z.
Za.
Za. Z-A. Zabara. Now we got cha. Cha. Young, say that with me.
Cha. Yeah.
Bring it from your throat. There you go. Cha. Like kaya.
Yeah, drivers.
Kazaya. Yeah. Okay. Khan. Ha. Bring it right here, baby. No, bring it here.
Right here.
I don't want it. It's better.
Have a bond. You can
give
him something to do too.
Ha.
And if I turn like these letters, it's
going up. Bond, did you want to write it on the dry erase? Do you want to help with the dry erase? And did you want to write it on the board for us? Did you want to write it on the board for us? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Kaya, this is what I want. Ka. All right. Ka is like, once again, break down ka. Ka is what? If you need another. Ka. Ka is, what was it?
Ka is H with another line.
H with another line. But ha. Or if you look at it, a mini ladder, right? Ha was a beginning, a beginner drawer. It's like a ladder, a little ladder, right? Yeah, so I got it like this, for example.
Big
and so ha, like it was described. We said it was like a, here you go. We got that H, right? Make sure the lines are even. That's my line. I'm sticking to it. How do you say? Let's get it across the middle. Right here and right here. So that's ka. kind of tall.
Yeah.
Kind of tall. Bring this guy here. So we got Ka. And just a friendly reminder, when you are writing in Hebrew, the letters are capital, right? Ka. Sorry, I didn't say that, but it's Ka. Ka.
Ka.
Oh, nice, Shariah. What's the next letter? Erase, erase, erase.
Ka.
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 Oh, Ka is one of my favorites.
Tazapa.
Also Tazapa. Start with Ta. I like Ta. You know why? Sorry, baby.
Because it's a circle.
I think it's a target. Like when you do that, like a target, like about to hit the center. Ta.
Ta.
Ta. I'm sorry, my circle is off. But
I have no idea.
We'll practice and make it better. Ta. So whatever we find to do with all our, we can do it better, right? Ta. Oh yeah. Hiya. Oh, my next letter is ya. Aba da da hawa za ha ta. Yeah, yeah. Think of fighting, the hands chopping. Think of your hands chopping. If you look at your hand like you're getting ready to fight, yeah. So that's almost like a sideways Z, right? Yeah, Soraya. Good job. Yeah, I am.
Wow. This is
me.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah.
Thank you.
That's not the end.
And the beginning.
Oh, and the beginning. And the beginning.
I have
to write Yah. Yashamar. Oh, Yaha. Yahana. Yahawa. Yahana. Yawanathan. Yeshaya. Yahawa. Yahawa. Simalamata. Yah. Right?
Yashra Allah!
Yashra Allah! Yah! Karate! Yah! Y-A! Yah! Y-A! Yah! Yah, 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 yah! Yah, yah! For all of old schoolers, that's Busta Rhymes! Yah, yah, yah! Even though my Z should have been a little bit up, but that's yeah. Allah mana ka. We got ka. Ka. Now ka. If you look at the backward C, right?
Oh, with the
a V. Like he's trying to be all fancy like, and he has this V thing going. Ka. Not ka, this is ka, like collab. Kawak. That's cadence people. Kawak. Kawakab. Kawakab, right? Kanaya, kanaya. But this is ka. Ka, like collab, like a dog.
Ka.
Ka, the palm of your hand. It also looks like the palm of your hand, right? Get your right hand. Right hand, right hand, right hand, right hand, right hand, right hand. Put them up. Now look at it.
Oh, I see it now.
You see how it's shaped? The C?
You see the lines.
Ka, ka. All right? Like the palm of your hand. And even in Hebrew, palm of hands, we say ka. Right? Kawakab, Kalab, all those Akaka, Kalaya, right? Kalaya, who said Kalaya? Awesome song. Kalaya. Which Khan, which means, Khan means what?
Yes.
Uh oh. La, La'a, means? La'a?
No.
La'a means?
No.
another line.
Laban.
And he's kicking back Laban. To the right. Laban. Good job, Sharia. Laban White. La. So he has his line, but he's kicking back to the right. La is L A La 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 Bon La Ah La Shawan Kwadash,
huh?
The Holy Tongue, right? La Kabla. Ooh, another fancy one. I like Ma.
Ooh.
Ma. Ma. Are we ready for Ma?
Yeah.
Are we ready for Ma?
Ma.
All right. Let's see Ma. Now, Ma kind of looks like a W. Right? If we got that W on top,
then we add a...
Then you add that hook to match the other one. You add that hook. Ma.
Mashaba.
Good job. Ma.
Amma
is in the middle.
I know.
Mayanaya. We're making progress. Erase. Mayam. Mayam is water. Mayanaya is my kindness. And Mayam is water. Now we got Na. Na, na, na. Nazaria. Nazaya. Nazamia. Nawakaya. Naraya. Nakamaya. Nagaha. Na, na, na. Those are all the Hebrew names. We're getting them. Na. N-A. Na. Nayala. Nice. Nayala. Nazamia. Yeah, Nakamaya. Nah. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoes. Who knows how to say shoes in Hebrew? It's been here for a minute. Na'ayam, shoes. Na'ayam, shoes. All right. Now, erase. Sa. Now, sa, when I grew up, right, we have to go outside. You know how y'all get the remote control? Y'all have the remote control, right, and y'all can just do the channel?
Salakia.
Salakia. Salakia means what?
Sorry.
But sa, remind me of a satellite. Right? We used to go outside and spin this satellite and get the channel. That's on Saturday. Just move the satellite. It would stay upwards this way and have a long pole. So we have to go outside and do all of that. Sa. Like,
I don't say support in Hebrew.
Samak. I'm sorry.
Samakaya.
Samak.
Oh, Salakia.
Salakia, she said that, which means sorry. So, Sa.
I have got mine.
Sa. Sa. Oh, nice.
I
like Ayana.
I
don't. Woo, that's a lot of eyes. Wait, slow down. Let's go with the I. They took over. The Mashabites took over. Let's go. We got Ibadia, Ida, Ita, Ibar, Idolo. I, right? I, it's wrong. And you know, that's the only one that don't say I, ah, ah, ah. That's the only one that's I. Okay?
I.
Ooh, ooh. It doesn't have an A at the end. Pa.
It's like a big nap.
Pa. Pa. It's like an open mouth. Pa Yasha Allah. Panya. What's Panya?
Face.
Panya is face. Pa.
Oh, yeah, that's what
Panya is. Pa Yasha Allah's house. Mouth of Israel. Pa. Right? Pa. So it's a line coming across. We bring it down and give it a hook. Come on. Okay, Pa. We're almost done, guys. We're almost done. Good job, Shuai. What's the next letter, guys?
Tazah.
What's the next letter, guys?
Tazah.
That's a combination. Tazayar. Tazahab. Tazawar. Tazawar. Tazarat. Tazapa. No. I think Tazapa is with the ta. It's not Tazah. Tazah. Like Tazah for Rosh. Tazah. Yeah.
Tazah.
Like Tazah Yar.
Oh, this is three words.
Yes. This is this. T A Z A.
T H A.
Tazadak. See that? Tazah. Now, that's the line with the sideways Z. They're like combined together, which this should have been a little bit more at the bottom. I'm sorry. Ta and Za.
Ta and, yes.
Kind of sort of got the line and the Za coming there.
I think that word you tell the pause and B.
Is this right?
Ta.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. If it's, he was saying if you would have said to the pause. Yeah. I think so. Tazah. Ooh, nice, nice, nice. You're making progress. What's the next letter, guys?
Qua.
Qua. Uh-oh, I like it. I think of an umbrella when I think of qua. Quam, right? Quam, Yasha. What's quam? What does quam mean?
Right.
When we say quam, Yasha Allah.
Rise Israel.
Quam, Yasha. No, y'all should be saying that. Say y'all.
Quam, Yasha Allah.
Rise Israel.
Quam, Yasha Allah.
Rise Israel.
Quam, Yasha Allah.
Rise Israel.
Quam, Yasha Allah.
Rise Israel. All right, the quam, that's Quadashaya. Right? Quadash. Right? Quam, quam, quam. All right. So, quam, when I think of qua, it's kind of like an umbrella, right? Where you have the hook and the umbrella for protection. Right? From the rain and hail. Okay, that's quam. Erase, 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 erase. Now we got, what's the next letter, guys? That's a qua. Good job. Thank you. Ready to be on it. Ra, ra, ra. Ra, pa. Rapa. So once again, Ra. When you think of Ra, it's like a kind of like a sail. Whoever draws sailboat, you draw a sailboat. You say I got the sail, but it's not all the way down. It's like that triangle and that line all the way down. That's Ra. So like Rapa.
How is it
head in
Hebrew?
Ra. Raash. Ra'ash is head, right? Ra'ash, Ra, Ra. Good job, Sharia. Yad Ra'ash, Fanya. Erase, erase, erase. Then we have Shah.
Hey, Sharia.
Yes, well, Shariah is very popular. She couldn't wait. She pretty much got out of her seat. Oh, we got a list of Shah. We got Shah in Virginia. Shariah. We have Shariah over here.
And then we got little
Shariah. We got Elijah Shariah. Then we have Zion Sharia. That's Sharia, which means my princess. We have Shalimar, Watchmen, right? Shamramwan. Yes, Shah. Sha'ir. What is Sha'ir?
Hair.
Sha'ir is hair. But
is it sun? No.
Sun.
But it does, that's what I was coming to. It kind of looks like the tooth, right? Your front teeth?
Yeah, the bottom, yeah.
See? No? Right here, how do you get the bottom? Well, no, if you look at your gum, like, it's coming up. This is the middle. And back down.
That's like
Shah.
Wait, I just know.
Shah.
It's next weekend now.
All right.
Speaking Monday.
Erase. Last letter. Kind of like X marks the spot. What's the last letter?
Sa.
But Sa.
I knew it. Oh, that was
Wait. These are some magical words. Thank you. You're welcome.
The water.
What is the water?
Thank you.
What is the water?
Thank you.
All right.
What is
Shakalak? Shakalak is blue. So Sha, I'm sorry, rewind. Sha is S-H-A. Just in case I didn't mention Sha. But Sha. What is that? It's T.
Oh, my God.
A. Santa Ma? Santa Ma. Wait.
It's
Chameleon. It's Santa Ma. That's true. Chameleon is Sansamoth. I totally had a mind block. Sansamoth is right here. The chameleon, when we do our animals, is Sansamoth.
Wow.
We did that already, which is fish.
Bug.
Fish.
Yeah.
All right. Sansamoth. That's star. It was like, I'm sorry, did I break that down? It's kind of like X marks the spot with an X, this is a line, and it's star. T H. A. One long line, one short line. Is that block talk? Is it going? Is it so long? That was song. Now repeat after me.
Repeat after me. Going over the letters. Let's go. A. Da. 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 Ka. Wa. Da. Ka. Da. Ya. Ka. Da. Ma. Da. Sa. Ka.
Four, three, two, one.
I got take over.
Three, four, take over.
Five. Y'all pay attention.
Five, four, three, two, one.
All right. Next, the aisle, I want you to write da. Five, four, three, two, one. All right. Who's next? Is next, Shalaya. I want you to write come. Wait. Shalaya, come. 5, 4, 3. Good job. Next, y'all let me all write it like that, but next time it gotta be nice. Kaya. I need Kaya to write Sha. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Take over.
I take over.
Sha. 5, 4, 3, 2. I even wrote it in. All right. Next, I bar. I want you to write, erase it. Erase it. There you go. I bar. I want you to write uh-uh.
Ha. Four, one.
All right. All right. I want you to write ma.
Yeah, we'll get
it. Erase it.
Wait, what's
your
name?
Ma.
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2. All right. Okay. Kaya, I want you to write ha.
I'm next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kaya, ha. Then I got you next, right? Ha.
1, 2, 3.
All right, Shariah, I want you erase it. Shariah, I want you to write ta.
Oh, got
it. Ta. Ha. All right.
Good job, Shariah. You literally haven't linked up at all.
All right. Oh, next, I got I.
Wait,
huh? Five.
Oh,
I got you.
Kaya did not himself.
Yeah, I will break it to the secret.
I don't try.
All right. Since no one, y'all had a hard time hugging yourselves, I have to give y'all hugs. If y'all see the top of the expo, please put it back.
Right here.
And we rolled on over.
Hey, you put your chin in it. Oh. That's why it hurts.